driving along, and then you'd have to take low on them, you know. And in fact, by no roads worth nothing, just old dirt roads and everything, you know. And it took a lot of gas.
How about the oil?
Well, it didn't use too much oil, of course, you know. No, right. Sir. No, sir, that's right. You know, till it get old and about to go out, you know. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And you mentioned dirt roads. Would you describe how the roads have changed?
Oh, man, much changed. Ooh, yes, sir.
You were young, you were all of them dirt then.
You're right, right. Yes, sir, that's right. Man, yeah, we'd have to pick time to use them cars back at the end. You couldn't use them this any time. Mm-hmm. It had to be a dry time, you know, and all. And then this road, just old, open way through the woods. Yes, sir.
How did they keep up the roads?
Well, they didn't say what you might say keep them up. It was just some individual would go along and the road was bad or something other sometime and sort of work on it themselves or took on their own to work on it because they're just going over it. And maybe some of them would get in, you know, say, let's work on the road through here. We work so far, you know, and all. Get out there to share with a mule or something other and sort of work on the road. And then maybe somebody else take it up and go on further, you know.
So
such as that. Right, yes, sir. Mm-hmm. That's all.
What would you call them? A road that wasn't a public road, that just sort of a narrow one that ran from the public road into the farm. What would you call that?
Oh, that's just a little farm road, if we call it, you know. Yes, sir, just a little farm road.
And do you remember what the difference or how, what the next step was after the dirt road? What did they do to make it better?
No, well, they put gravel on it, call it gravel road. Gravel road, yes, sir.
And then, what's the next?
Well, fate lady, he went there, you know, well, I think, well, mostly blacktop road. They call it asphalt road, you know, some. And then they went there concrete in them. Put to call it a concrete road.
And was that fairly recent?
Yeah, right, right. You know? That's it, yes, sir. Oh, had one for several years back yonder before then. Yes, sir.
A little road that wasn't public, but would just link several farms together. What would you call?
Just a little. It's not a public road, you know, but just a.
Somebody told me it was a byway or a neighborhood road. Or
well, they said that's what they mostly call it. Just a little neighborhood road. You see, just connecting farms or something together. It's a neighborhood road. Okay. Yes, sir.
And if your car was stuck in the mud, you get a mule and he'd take.
Yes, sir. Many time. That's right. Yes, sir. We have a good mule. If it ain't stuck too bad, why just go get a mule and hook to the front of it, you know, and start on off, you know, and go spinning and get on out.
You really can pull.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And yes, sir.
Did you have to get behind and?
Well, sometime they would, you know, according to but how bad it stuck, but hardly ever, you know. We had good mules back at the end, you know, and so.
No manpower.
Not too much, no, sir, no, sir, that's right. Coach, now I tell you what, we have pushed them a many miles, though, at night. That way it get off, you know, when it come a rain, and maybe several of us in the car, you know, and ride a piece, and then have to get out and push till we get going.
Get out of the mud.
Yes, sir. Right. That's right. Sure did.
when you had a something for sawing logs, it would look like this. What would you call?
A rack.
And if you used this, put planks across?
Yes, sir. That's a, what you call them? Yes, I know what this is. Ooh-wee.
Carpenter.
Oh, man, yes, sir, that's right. But how come I can't call many of them things I moved?
Well, I think you're doing fine.
Oh, good gracious.
Somebody.